USA Radio News.
Indiana has become the first state to pass a near-total abortion ban after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb announced in a statement that he signed the legislation, quote, after long days of hearings filled with sobering and personal testimony, end quote. His announcement came shortly after the Indiana Senate voted to approve the bill, which includes exceptions only to protect the life of the mother in cases of fatal fetal anomalies or in cases of rape or incest, both of which are limited to 10 weeks post-fertilization. No Democrats voted to approve the bill. The ban will go into effect on September 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The Speaker of the House may be facing Chinese sanctions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing unannounced sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's internal affairs. End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Friday, record rainfall Friday triggered flash floods at Death Valley National Park that swept away cars, closed all roads, and stranded hundreds of visitors and workers. There were no immediate reports of injuries, but roughly 60 vehicles were buried in mud and debris, and about 500 visitors and 500 park workers were stuck inside the park, officials stated. This is USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled. The U.S. Coast Guard officials said U.S. Customs and Border Protection was among agencies that responded to the situation. A Texas jury has ordered Alex Jones to pay $45.2 million in punitive damages to the parents of a Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victim. This is the day after the jury decided that the InfoWars host must pay the same family $4.1 million in compensatory damages for the suffering caused by Jones' lies about the 2012 massacre. Parents of a 6-year-old boy who was killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting sued Jones after he told his millions of followers that the shooting was a hoax, that children weren't killed, and that parents were crisis actors in an elaborate ruse to force gun control. Punitive damages are intended to punish someone for especially harmful behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.